In today's shiur, I would like to discuss one of the most important aspects of kinyanim today. Now, in the past shiur, we mentioned, we discussed if a check is going to be a kinyan, we discussed the common custom of recording a deed for as far as real estate goes. So, let's examine the current market. We see that there's definitely merit for the current market. So, what is the current market? What kind of effect would the current market policies have on the laws of kinyanim? The answer is a tremendous effect. And in fact, most of kinyanim today is recognized, the current market practice are recognized forms of kinyanim, and most of the time those are the kinyanim that we're going to be using. The source of this is a mechaber in Siman Reish Aleph. The mechaber says in Siman Reish Aleph, based on the Gemara, that a person who makes a mark, a roishim al chavis, a marks on the barrel, as a proof of ownership, that mark is enough to actually cause ownership to the buyer. What's the case? Case like this. You have a big warehouse, you sell barrels of wine, and various stores call you up, they order a shipment of wine. So you go, you mark, okay, this bunch of wine is for that store, this is for that store, this is for the other store. So when you mark off all those barrels with the name of the store or whatever, it's an accepted custom that at that point, the kinyan is considered, the transaction is considered over, and according to the custom of the land, that those barrels now belong to the buyer. So therefore in halacha, the same thing will be true. Halacha will recognize that kinyan as a valid kinyan for these barrels to now belong to the buyer. So therefore, in today's day and age, when a person will use a check, or when he records a deed, those are going to be valid forms of kinyanim, because those are kinyanim that are recognized. So let's talk about a check or a credit card, or when you go online and you make online purchases. How does that affect, how does halacha view those kinyanim? How does that affect your halachic ownership? The answer is, it affects it by the fact that since it's a recognized form of kinyan, that allows that this kinyan is considered valid in halacha as well. Because people agree that this kinyan should be something that they use, and therefore the rule is that anything that you agree to, kol tanash b'mamon kayim, anything you agree to in money, is, since both sides agree, it's considered a valid commitment. Therefore, the minhag of the country is accepted as a valid form of kinyan in order for the kinyan to work. Now, what's this called? The Chazal. This is called setumta. Setumta was the name of this particular custom that they did. And when you make a setumta, which means any kind of recognized kinyan, that's going to work. So, according to many paiskim, Rabbi Asher says this, a check, even though a check would be considered kinyan kesef, really, and we said in the past shiurim that the Nesiva says kinyan kesef in the form of a check will not be enough to be kaina, but today that a check is used, aside from being kesef, it's also used as a way of making a kinyan, simply giving a check, that will be enough for the kinyan to work. Now the Mishpat Shalom says an astounding chiddush, and he says that for the same token, by the same token, using cash, if cash is used by this particular industry as the mode of transacting business, even though Chazal said cash is not a way to be kaina, but it could double as a setumta. If your intention is to do it as the common custom, so it works as a setumta, and then the cash will work for these movable items. Now, this concept is really mentioned already in the Sman Siman Reish Aleph, and the Sman says if a person makes a payment without the full amount in cash, he gives a token amount, that may also be valid as a form of setumta. But the Mishpat Shalom is telling you, even if you give the whole amount, that if that's the industry, then the cash is going to be a valid kinyan. So we see from here that minhag medina, common custom, market practice, is something that's very powerful in the halachos of kinyanim. And for practical purposes, in today's market, anything that's recognized as a valid kinyan, whether it's a check payment or a credit card payment or an online payment, could be accepted as a setumta, and that would be considered ownership of the item when the buyer does those particular kinyanim with the seller. So, what's interesting about this kinyan of setumta is that it not only is it completely manufactured by today's market, but it actually is even more powerful than some kinyanim that the Torah discusses. The Pesachei Tshuva in Semen Reish Aleph brings a discussion, does this Kenyan of Sitomta work even midairaisa? Does it work even, is it a biblical, is it recognized by the Torah? So the Pesachei Tshuva brings basically that hold it's not. However, the Chasam Sofer says very clearly that it is. Now what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is obviously for things that have to do with derisa. For example, marrying a lady, kedushin, would need a kenyan derisa. Can you use a check? Can you make a kedushin with a credit card? Can you marry a lady with a credit card by paying with a credit card? You'll have a setumta. So says the Chasam Sofer, any setumta is recognized biblically because Chazal said that since this is the custom of the land, and the custom of the land is considered a Kenyan, so that is equivalent to when the Torah describes a Kenyan, this fulfills that requirement, and therefore it would work. Now where do we know this? We know this from selling chametz. Chametz, we use many forms of setumta, as Mishnah Berurah explains in Hilchos Pesach. Many of the forms that are used in a Kenyan of chametz are a setumta, are a common custom of the land. Therefore, you can make these kenyan. Now you're selling your chametz online. Many times people sell their chametz online, they click I accept. So is that when the kenyan happens? So that could be, obviously you didn't sell to the guy yet, so that's not going to be the kenyan for the guy. But let's say the sale to the guy would be with an online sale. Would that work? So if you go with the concept of setumta, it would work because setumta would be valid. Now we're not going to get into all the problem of that right now, but on that topic actually, would a setumta work by a guy? The answer is yes, a setumta would work by a guy as well. Market practice would work by a guy. The Pesachei Tshuva in Yerideya, in Hilchas Bechar, has a suffix if a setumta would work by a guy katan. If the Chazal would allow a setumta to work by a guy katan, if a person gave a pidyon of Bechar to a guy katan, but that's it. But a guy gadol, setumta would work. So that's as far as using a check in the form of setumta. Now, sometimes when you have a kinyan, many times if you break down the kinyan into the components, you'll see that you're buying something that's called a loy bala oilam. A loy bala oilam means that you're buying something that doesn't exist yet. You're giving a person money to invest in a stock for you, that if it goes up, you want them to buy this and this stock once it starts going up. Or let's say you buy a piece of land, you're not buying the actual land, you're buying the produce that this land is going to produce. After whatever the land produces, I'm buying next year's crop of this farm. Or whatever, you have a slaughterhouse, you want to buy the cows of next year, or the calves of next year. So you're buying something that doesn't exist yet. So does that work? In Chazal, it does not work, because you can't buy a Dor Shaloi Bala Oilam. However, the Pesachei Tshuva, and Semen Reish Aleph says, if you're using a Setumta, which is this kind of Kenyan, since it's accepted in market practice to buy these items that don't exist yet, your Setumta is going to work. So Setumta is an extremely powerful kind of Kenyan that it will work even on a Dor Shaloi Bala Oilam, according to these opinions. And therefore, in those cases, the Kenyan will be valid. Now, without using the concept of setumta, we discussed if a check can be considered cash or not cash. We said it's not considered cash. It is considered cash as far as halachas of Chazal telling you that you need an actual kinyan as well. It's important to speak out that a check being considered as cash in the first place is a discussion in Pesachim as well. So aside from a check working as a setumta, if a check can be considered cash or is it considered a chayiv, now the difference obviously would be in certain cases you can't buy with a chayv as opposed to using cash. A kedushin you find such a thing. So what decides if a check is cash or is it considered just an IOU? Now technically you don't really have the money in the bank. When your money in the bank is technically in a state of a loan according to many Pesachim. You're keeping your money, there's no like money sitting in a certain place. It's just somewhere in the cloud. So that's not considered actual. So what makes it considered cash? So there's an interesting svara that in Eretz Yisrael, where it's illegal to stop a check, that may, since it's illegal, so they consider a check a real form of currency because you can't stop it. So this check represents, let's say, the $100 that it says on it, it's actually $100 because it's illegal to stop it. But in America, where it's legal to stop a check, you just have to pay the penalty, so that's not really a full form of cash because it can always be pulled back. Therefore, it's not going to be considered a full form of cash, and therefore, according to many Paisim, a check in America would not be considered cash in the first place. Now, again, as we said before, this is all discussing the cash aspect of a check, but if the intention is to use it, or if it's used in this industry as a form of sutumta, it's used as a form of payment, that would be valid. I just wanted to mention one of the most common forms of sutumta, which we all know is in the diamond industry, when they say mazal bracha, when they sometimes even the goyim say mazal bracha, that's considered a valid form of kinyan because that was accepted. Now, Reb Kivager says that when you have something that's accepted, you can actually adjudicate these questions in front of the board of that industry. Like, for example, you have a board, the diamond board, and you have two yidden got into an argument about a certain transaction, if it was valid or not. It's not a question of going to Arkais, says Reb Kivager, or going to non-Jewish court. When you go to the industry to ask them what are the rules of this industry in this case, because they're not trying to establish the law of the land. Establishing the law of the land is giving credence to other law except for the Torah. When you go to the diamond board, you're just clarifying what the accepted market practice is in the diamond market, and in other words, what's considered proper behavior, and in order to ensure the smooth operation of this market. So therefore, since Minig HaMedina is so important, you're allowed to find out what is the minig in this case from this diamond board, and therefore you would be allowed to adjudicate by the board. Now, we mentioned in passing that a kinyan of sutumta works by an akum. In fact, it's a machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, what kinyanim work by an akum. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam argue if the kinyan is the actual kinyan of kesef. In other words, even though by a yid it doesn't work, but you use by akum kesef woodwork. On the other hand, the Tam says, no, you need actual meshicha, you need an actual form of acquisition. And halacha l'mayis, so when it comes to making a pidyon b'char, which is a deraisa, so the Ramah writes over there, you should do both, because you have Rashi and Rebbeinu Tam. So when you're doing kinyan with an akum, the same thing when you sell chametz, Mr. Brewer says, you should do both, because therefore you'll be able to have both of those kinyanim. Now, we mentioned again that when you're using a sutumta, you throw that into the mix as well, then it can work by akum too. So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah over there, he lists many kinyanim, and one of them, or a few of them, actually have to do with sutumta, the common law of the land. Now, what about by a katan using a sutumta? So many times, well, first of all, the halacha is yes, a sutumta does work by a katan too. A katan akum, we said before, is a suffering, the pisei tshuva, but a sutumta works by a katan. Now, what about, in general, kinyanim by a katan? Let's say you have a store, then a katan walks in one day, comes with $50, and buys $50 worth of candy, $50 worth of nachos in the store. And the parents come running in and say, listen, how can you sell this to my son? He took the money from my drawer, he bought all this stuff, so, and the seller says, listen, I don't know, he comes into the store, gave me $50, this is what I sold him. So who's right? Are the parents right? Is the seller right? So the Sefer Mishpat HaTorah says that the seller is right. Why? Because in today's day and age, it's a common thing that children come shopping in the store. It's understood many times, especially in Israel you see this, that children are sent shopping. So it's understood that that's going to be a common, again, like it's a minhag in that land, and therefore the transactions that you do with these kids are considered valid. Now, again, this is only from a certain age and upward, it wouldn't be tiny little kid wouldn't have this, but assuming that the kid is at the level of the das chazal required, that would be a valid transaction. And in very much the same way that a lady transacts business, she has the right to transact business even though the money technically many times belongs to the husband, because that's assumed that the husband is, whatever she's doing with the consent of the husband. And the same thing applies to the children as well, and therefore these kinyanim would be kinyanim that are valid. So again, sutumta and minhag medina have a very fundamental role in the halachos of kinyanim. And today's day and age, most of our kinyanim go with sutumta. So in closing, I just wanted to recap what that we spoke about in the previous shiurim, that since kinyanim evolved over time, and we said even from the Yerushalmi that even during the time of Chazal there was an ongoing evolution of kinyanim, so the forms of kinyan are going to change with the different generations. However, one thing that's not going to change is the level of commitment that Chazal required to when the two parties make a kinyan. In other words, when people agree to make a kinyan, we said there's a Dibra Elvis Bavava, there's an honesty and integrity that even in a person's mind, once he makes a decision to make a transaction, he shouldn't back out. Then there's definitely the level of verbal commitment. However, we said a verbal commitment depends if there's a change in market, if the market seriously fluctuates, that would allow a person to back out of a verbal commitment. Otherwise, simply just changing a circumstance is not enough. For example, a person wants to hire someone to work for them and then they find their nephew moved to town. That's not necessarily a valid enough reason unless the nephew is an expert in this particular field. That would be a valid trade tariff change. And then there's Mishapara. Mishapara is a person who gives cash, and then there's a serious fluctuation in the market. In that case, it's already too late according to everyone, because since you gave cash, even though you don't actually own the item yet by a movable item, but that level of commitment is already too far in to allow any retraction. And obviously, the fourth level of actual physical acquisition of the item, or using a satumta to get the ownership of the item, or whatever form of proof you want to use, whether it's exchange or resource or whatever, at that point already the ownership is complete and total, and the kinyan would be 100% valid. So that would conclude the halachas of kinyanim.